Hey everybody, I'm back with some more fudge today. Two things actually today. Another helping of fudge and the announcement of this year's holiday special, my holly deal for 2022. So you'll want to stick around for that. Today I'm back to offer some fudge in the way of doubt today. Those of you who've been with me for a while or read my post or my blog may already know that this fudge concept that I keep talking about means fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion. I talk about it, yeah, as it applies to our lives, but my main goal is to discuss how we can use each of these ingredients, the fear, the uncertainty, the doubt, the guilt, the exhaustion, to our advantage. Doubt and guilt and fear and uncertainty are all siblings. They have a symbiotic relationship. They're all part of fudge as standalone agreement ingredients, if you will, but they gang up when they're inside fudge. This result surely contributes to the exhaustion part. You know how a larger family, in a larger family, some siblings will gang up to kind of form a union of power or disruption. That's what's going on here. Doubt is looking for playmates. It wants to bolster its own power. Doubt is enlisting fear and uncertainty, and it wants to bloom its way into stopping you or at least interfering with where you're trying to go or what you're trying to achieve. These fudge ingredients are opportunists. They combine forces to get in our way. Now, my job today is to provide some ways to counter doubt so that you can continue the do. The thing about doubt is that nobody ever wants it. Nobody ever invited doubt to join them in what could be an important discussion or a pivotal time. And we certainly encounter discussions, decisions, pivotal times, don't we? Whether we're navigating healthcare or changes in aging or planning for our futures. There's plates of fudge everywhere. Doubt needs little definition. We know when we feel it. The uh-ohs, the hesitation, the sinking feeling in the pit of our stomachs. Doubt is like the squirrel on the street. And you've seen these. You're driving down the street and you spot a squirrel and they dart out in front of you. And then they face one way. And then they face the other way, frozen in fear, but then not. So they change their stance, left, right, no, left. And finally, many of us will slow down in response to give the little fella a chance. Not everybody does slow down. Not everybody, and certainly not the world, gives the little squirrel a fighting chance. Do you want to be the squirrel in the street? Or do you want to be sure of your direction? Direction is the antidote for doubt. Sometimes doubt is good. Remember, each of these ingredients of fudge, the fear, the uncertainty, the doubt, the guilt, and the exhaustion, each of these ingredients serves a purpose. They pop up so as to protect us. Take fear, for example. If we encounter a snake, we immediately recoil or gasp or scream. Our automatic response is protecting us, whether it's full-on fear or just a sense of fear, we're protecting ourselves. Fear has a job to do. Uncertainty, another one of the ingredients, has a job too. Uncertainty has us pause, reevaluate, look for clues or more information. The trick is to not get mired down in these less than positive parts of fudge. In my blogs about fudge, I've been talking about becoming aware of when we're using too much of an ingredient. Our mix or our balance can be off. Every baker, every cook, every chef has to make accommodations or substitutions. They got to be flexible. And so must we be, whether we're in healthcare navigation or elder care or solo aging. We have to manage our emotions. In instances when doubt creeps into our lives, it can be signaling that we need more information or input. That's why so many folks seek out my help in consultation. Am I doing this right? They ask. Is there anything else that I need to know? What do I have what I need to get the outcome that I'm after? Now, we can employ doubt. The first thing many folks do when they realize that doubt is present is to look for affirmation. Just like a small child looks up at his parent to make sure that what they're about to do is okay. You know, a lot of us do that as well. We seek affirmation from people with more experience than us or more knowledge before we move on into the solution. Oh, and that's a fine prelude to one of my favorite mantras. Y'all know me. Out of the problem and into the solution. Yeah. Don't you want to live there with me? How do we get out of this problem and into the solution? How do we gain direction so that we can leave doubt? The answer lies inside the word doubt. The first two letters, D-O. Leave the doubt behind and focus on the do. And here's how. Your do is get information. You wouldn't be questioning what's going on if you knew all you needed to in order to proceed. Limit your negative thinking. Either don't let doubt in, or if you recognize the presence of doubt, do your best to extinguish those negative thoughts. Remember, you control what gets in and what stays in. Remember? Replace doubt with certainty. How do we attain certainty? My advice is, again, in those first two letters, do, as opposed to doubt. Do some research. Further your knowledge. Further your confidence. Do talk to others about what their experience has been and try to uncover pitfalls or potholes. Do ask questions about everything. Understanding and information are your ticket out of doubt. And do speak to a professional, someone who's got tried and true information. I'm here to help you learn the lay of the land, how stuff works. Quite simply, that's navigation. You see, the do comes, if you're doing the do, then that provides the direction. In whatever combination that works for you or for you and for your loved ones, my job is to journey with. You're still in the driver's seat. I'll just be in the back with the map. You still stand at the captain's wheel. I'll be in the back at the rudder. And together we'll adjust our sails, look ahead, and get to that outcome that you desire. There's a lot more fudge installments to come. Like somebody on a diet, seems like we're always going to have fudge as a constant in our lives. It's how we react to it that counts. It's what we learn from it and how we choose to use that opportunity. Now, the holiday deal announcement, my 2020 holly deal. Starting on Black Friday and going through Cyber Monday, I'm offering mini consultations at crazy good prices. 30 minutes to ask me anything. So let's get together and solve a problem. Ask the question you've always wanted to ask. See if we're a fit to work together. Heck, it's your chance to interview me. Pick my brain. 30 minutes. And there's only a limited number of these holly deal appointments, so be sure and purchase yours between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You can use it into December and during December as well. Sure. If ever I may assist you or somebody you encounter with the fudge of healthcare navigation or elder care matters or planning for successful aging or the challenges of any change, I invite you to contact me. As always, I hope that something that I've shared today will help you to move more comfortably forward in life. Thanks, everybody.